Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
That is Fred Warner bringing us back. Speak for yourself, man. We hate the Cowboys. Matt Maiocco is joining us at Maiocco NBCS. Make sure that you are reading his great stuff. Up until and through kickoff, the 49ers Talk podcast is awesome as well. And Matty joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's happening?
Nothing too much. Yeah. Anything going on this weekend?
No. What are you doing? Just hanging out?
I don't know what I'll do. I might make a drive to Santa Clara.
Oh.
On Sunday. It's always fun.
Yeah, I heard it's supposed to be sunny, so it'll be nice. Yeah, nice little
Yeah, you know what?
Drive.
It's chilly. I'm standing outside right now, and it's chilly in the shade.
Stand in the sun, yeah. I would suggest. That,
I know, I would.
It hurts when I do
thing.
This. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Stand in the sun, dude. It's California.
Okay, now this is to show you what kind of team player I am. I went out to the sun.
Yeah.
But the wind is whipping, and so my voice would have been distorted or something, which might actually, you know, be a benefit to everybody if my voice were distorted. But anyway, so I went back into the shade. I'm by one of those pillars outside of Levi's Stadium.
I know where you are. I know where you are.
You're a good man.
I'm pacing. I'm nervously pacing back and forth.
You're in California. You could be in International Falls, Minnesota.
Very true.
And speaking of Minnesota, we kind of thought the Vikings would be the team, but they couldn't beat the Giants. I just wanted to see the game. I didn't know. I mean, the Giants, I told John I thought they were going to be able to handle them. And based on the Christmas Eve game when Minnesota beat them on a 61-yard field goal. But they're not here. They had their exit interview the other day, fired their DC. Tampa Bay's firing their OC, and Dallas is here. So you and I were talking on the award-winning Matt Maiocco podcast, and I threw something at you, and you had your thoughts on, and then Tim Ryan, we had Tim on, and Tim was hired when his first year with the Niners was 2014. As far as the radio booth, he did the TV preseason games for a long time. But so since basically Levi's opened, he's done every single game, and I threw it out there, and he just kind of jumped right in. This is the biggest game ever at Levi's. So, I mean, they have hosted an NFC title game. And the winner goes to the Super Bowl, and they just ran all over the Packers. They beat Minnesota the week before. Last week was Seattle. This is the fourth ever playoff game at Levi's match. Just very simply because it's the boys, is this the biggest game to date in the stadium's history on Sunday night?
And I say yes, it is.
Oh,
even
wow.
Though, yeah, but you know, a lot of this is, you know, we'll reassess after the game. But when you think of, when you put it in those terms of the playoff history of the 49ers and the Cowboys and the back and forth nature and the playoff games that these two organizations have played have always been defining. You know, it's been more than just, you know, a one game blip. It's signaled, you know, in the early 1970s, you know, it really cemented the 49ers as the lovable losers who couldn't do anything right, even though they had, you know, a star-studded team. And then in 81, it really flipped the switch for both franchises to go in different directions. In 90, it defined the 90s. You know, whoever won between the Cowboys and the 49ers would be going to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. And now here we are again. So, you know, and depending on how this game plays out, I mean, I think, you know, last year's game would have been a huge game if the 49ers had finished the deal. But, you know, it kind of gets lost a little bit because with the 49ers, as with, I guess, most franchises, your memories and your season are defined by how the season ends. You know, if it ends with a Super Bowl victory, then, you know, you'll look at this game differently than you would if it doesn't end with a Super Bowl victory. But I would say the hype and the enthusiasm coming both ways with the Cowboys and the 49ers and the history. I think this is, I mean, it's tough to classify this as a bigger game. And I don't think that's what you're asking. I think it's more of a, you know, interesting and the enthusiasm around it. You know, it's hard to say that it's a bigger game than the NFC Championship game back in January of 2020. But, I mean, this one just feels different. I mean, this one feels like it's huge, and it is.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Absolutely. Matt Maiocco is joining us, getting ready for Cowboys 49ers on Sunday at Levi's Stadium. It seems, you know, maybe this is just our news cycle that you build somebody up and then you break them down, but it's been such a great story with Brock Purdy, and then you start to see things like Mike Sando's pick six, in which some evaluators and execs said, Brock Purdy's not all that. It's about Kyle getting receivers open, and it's about all their talent offensively. And it just seems like people are starting to try to poke holes in Brock Purdy, that they liked the story for a minute, and now they're getting bored, and it's kind of annoying them. And now they're writing that, you know, it's not all him, and he's not doing that great of a job. I know that doesn't permeate into the locker room, but what do you think of all that talk?
Well, I mean, I really haven't heard too much of it. You know, I haven't heard anyone utter a bad word about Brock Purdy. And, you know, the people who Mike Sando quoted, I just wonder if those people are really watching him, because I just don't think that you can. I mean, I think you have to really stretch. I mean, you have to do a Willie McCovey in order to come up with reasons to, you know, or thoughts to poke holes in what Brock Purdy has done. I can definitely see where, you know, if I were an NFL scout, I would be going back, I'd be reading my notes, I'd be watching Brock Purdy's game film from, you know, the draft evaluations, and wondering, what did I miss? You know, what did I miss, or where was I wrong? Because, I mean, Greg and I have talked a lot about this on the award-winning 49ers Talk podcast.
Ask Papa.
Dramatic, wow. Dramatic pause. But
I know it's award winning. I've seen him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what awards it's won, but, you know, I like to think it's won some awards. But we've talked a lot about this. I mean, there's just you cannot come up with anything bad that this guy does, or, you know. And I think that the greatest thing is he's made there's so many great things that he's done. I don't want to pump him up too much, but, you know, he corrects mistakes. You know, he's coachable. He sees the game differently. I think the one part of his game that I'm just watching him a little bit more is the anticipation. I mean, he anticipates guys coming open into windows that you don't see even, you know, experienced guys doing. You know, he doesn't have to see a guy open to throw it. He throws his receivers open. So, I mean, is there going to be some fatigue of Brock Purdy? You know, do people always like kind of look at, okay, he's done so great, but he can't be this good. What would be his downfall? And that's probably, to be expected. But I think the beauty of the Brock Purdy story is that there were zero expectations when he took over. So, he never really had the opportunity to meet expectations or exceed expectations because there were no expectations.
Which leads to, and John, shame on us for not getting into the typical talk radio. Who has the better quarterback? We've been talking about Bosa against, Micah Parsons and how they're going to cover CeeDee Lamb in the slot and how they're going to block Micah Parsons. But a lot of times, when you look back on this rivalry, it was John Brody against Roger Staubach or Craig Morton. It was Joe, obviously, and his matchups with Danny White. And then it was Troy versus Steve. It defined it all. And the other guys, largely decided the game. But when you look back on it, then last year it was Jimmy against Dak. Now it's Brock versus Dak. And the one thing Brock does not do, they score, and he does not turn the ball over. Dak Prescott turns the ball over incessantly. 15 picks this year, Matt, and he missed 5 games. So he had 15 picks in 12. Brad Sham just broke down that maybe 4 were on, receivers and tight ends just missing the ball, and I've seen him, so there's 4 at least, so 11 are still on him. As far as just the quarterback play, because it may come down to a drive at the end of the game, decision-making, overall functionality of the offense, total command. As you break this down, which team has the better quarterback, Dak Prescott or Brock Purdy?
Wow. Well, I would say that, man, that's a tough question. I think that Brock Purdy is in a better situation because I think Brock Purdy has more guys to distribute the ball to. I like Brock Purdy's calm under pressure. He's never been under this kind of pressure, but, I think once a game starts, you kind of know how a guy is going to react. And, Brock Purdy, didn't get off to the greatest start last week, but it showed a lot that he bounced back and played as well as he did. You'd have to say, I think everybody, outside the Bay Area would say that just based on the experience level and how long Dak Prescott has played in the NFL, that, the Cowboys had the advantage there. But us who've seen Brock Purdy up close now and watched him play football for, 7 weeks, we don't put anything past this guy at this point. But so it's a really difficult question. What do you think? I think you're going to
not ask Papa, Purdy, John. It's ask Matt.
Let's go.
Papa, by the way.
We're not winning any awards on
award
this
winning.
Station, that's for sure. We're not winning any awards. What do you think, John? What do you think?
Well, I tend to go with Dak just because he's got a longer track record of doing it. So I'm kind of waiting on Brock, not necessarily to fail, but to somebody to throw something at him that he hasn't seen and then react to that, which to the first half of the Seahawks he did to a certain extent. But I would go with you, Matt, in terms of, Brock Purdy is in a great situation with a better play caller, and I think that he's going to play better on. I think he's going to play better on Sunday. But I think it would to say that he's better than Dak Prescott. I don't think I can go that far yet.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. And I do think that he's going to have opportunities both ways. He's going to have, maybe this isn't the right word to use, opportunities, but there will be situations that occur where he will be in a position to make a mistake because of how the Cowboys play, the aggressiveness with which they play, getting after the quarterback, it doesn't even have to be a sack, the pressure, a hit as he's throwing, ball fluttering up, whatever the case may be. He will have to take care of the football. But the other part of it is, because Kyle Shanahan is so dialed in to how the Cowboys play defensively, their personnel, there will be opportunities too for him to make huge plays, and not just him making huge plays, but getting the ball to Deebo Samuel or Christian McCaffrey or any other, you know, Kittle, whoever else, there will be plays where he's going to have to deliver the ball to those guys in stride to beat a blitz, or maybe not even a blitz, but to beat the pressure, get the ball out, and force the Cowboys' defensive backfield to make one-on-one tackles. And how those plays develop, and it might be five or six of them through the course of the game, however those plays swing is going to determine who wins this game. And I think the 49ers feel like they're in a really good situation with Brock Purdy of being able to take advantage of the openings that the Cowboys' defense allows them.
And you know, you got a few rookies. The right guard's a rookie. But, you know, this is the quarterback. He has to make a decision on every single play. And he's the new guy. You know, he wasn't here for 2-3 chip Jet Wasp, the 3rd and 15 to Tyreek. He wasn't here last year for the NFC Championship game and going to the fourth quarter with a 10-point lead. And those losses haunt the franchise and the head coach. I mean, for him to watch Sean McVay celebrate after beating Cincinnati, a team that he beat in the regular season on the road, Matt. So, you know, obviously from the Cowboy perspective, it's huge. They haven't won since 95, but the 49ers haven't won since 94 when Mike Shanahan was the offensive coordinator. But specifically for Kyle, he's been so close. And even going back to his last game in Atlanta, he was up 28-3. He's not won a Super Bowl yet. What do you sense just being around the facility this week? Is it more heightened this is a big game than last week? Is it more than the regular season? Because they kind of treat every game like it's big, but this is bigger than big.
It is, but I think what they try to do is the bigger than big talk comes from people like you and me. You know, I think inside the building, they're very focused. You know, they take the very micro view of this, which is, you know, the game, you know, studying the game plan, studying the opposition. They're out there on the practice field right now going through walkthrough. So I don't think they sit around and lament on, you know, past failures or past goals that weren't attained. You know, they try to keep it a very, you know, detailed routine approach of, you know, today is Friday. So today is, you know, working whatever it is.
Yeah, but how about Sunday at 3:30, man? Then it starts, you know?
Well, then the focus is on the next play. I mean, it sounds like very difficult to do, but I mean, I've talked to Christian McCaffrey, and I mean, he's mastered the art of not thinking, you know, not thinking about stuff that doesn't matter and all the stuff that we like to talk about and it's fun to talk about. And man, you know, the 49ers, you know, they were there in February of 2020, could have easily won their sixth Lombardi. That didn't happen. You know, last year, you know, I think Garoppolo's injury played a major role in them not finalizing their, you know, their dream. And here they are again. And, you know, I think the stuff that happened in the past, it doesn't matter. And it's not thought about until, you know, the quiet times where, you know, maybe the season's over and either, you know, it adds to the celebration or it adds to the heartbreak.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
You know, one number that I've just been staring at is the turnover, which I don't know that there's been two teams, at least in a while, who do what both of these teams do. The Cowboys forced 33 turnovers. The 49ers forced 30. The fumble recoveries, Dallas was number one. They had 17 interceptions. The 49ers were number one. They had 20. And the turnover differential, the 49ers plus 13, Dallas plus 10. And the reason why the 49ers are ahead is because they went 4-0 against the Cardinals on that last day. And Dak was busy turning the ball over against Washington. So both of these teams have absolutely lived on turnovers this season. And we know the history of, even if you're plus one in the history of the NFL, you're about an 80% winner. So the 49ers have done such a great job in recent weeks, and Brock Purdy in general, of not turning the football over. But as simple as it sounds, it might come down to that.
Yeah, I mean, it often does. And I do think that this is one of those games. I think the 49ers are in a really good spot. You know, I think their team is – I think their team's a better team than the Cowboys. And I think the Cowboys are very good. But I think that the Cowboys need to be plus in the takeaway giveaway. And I think if the 49ers are even in that regard or have the advantage in that regard, I think they're going to win this game. So, yeah, I mean, it's not the sexiest thing to talk about. Takeaways, but I think you're right. I think that's where games turn. That's when underdogs upset the favorites if they win the turnover battle. And I don't see Sunday being any different. Because, yeah, like you said, I mean that's the Cowboys' recipe. The Cowboys sack the quarterback. They take the ball away, and if they're doing that better than the opposition, then that's when they win. And they don't win when they give it up with the, you know, the takeaways that you guys documented with Dak Prescott.
But they do give it up. I mean, they had more takeaways than the 49ers this year, 33-30, but the 49ers were a plus 13. Dallas is a plus 10. So they turned the ball over more, six more times, and we've already detailed Dak. So I simply say, how about them 49ers? Which leads to our Friday poll, Mayoko. And you're such a huge baseball fan. So which team in the Bay Area's history do we love beating the most? And we'll do it alphabetically. Cowboys, Dodgers, Lakers, Seahawks. Which team, in your opinion, do you love beating the most?
Well, I would say this, that typically when it's the 49ers and the Cowboys, that means something big is at stake. It means that it's a playoff game. You know, nine times in these franchises' history, you know, this will be the ninth time. So usually there's more at stake. Giants and Dodgers play each other. I mean, how many times do they play each other? Like 18 times a season?
Yeah, next year is going to be 13, but 19. 10.
So it gets watered down a little bit. So I would say because of the scarcity of games, like it doesn't come around every season, but when it does, it's a big deal. And this is case in point, you know, the ninth time these teams have met in the postseason, and I believe five times the winner has gone on to win the Super Bowl. So that being the case, I would say that a Cowboys, a 49ers victory over the Cowboys means more than the other teams beating their rivals.
And again, we did not want to use the word hate because that's not who we are, but it is phrased, who do you love to beat the most? So right now, with about 600 votes in, Dodgers 59%, Cowboys 26%, Seahawks 10%, Lakers 5%. So people love beating the Dodgers.
I would say the Giant-Dodger thing is so cool because it's division, but also you have the geographical, you know, Northern California versus Southern California, and who doesn't hate Southern California? So there you go.
Yeah,
Did I say hate? Oh, I said hate, didn't I?
No, come on, we love.
We're lovers on this show, Mayoko.
Love to
be. We're not fighters, we're not haters, we're lovers.
We love everybody, but we just love Southern California less.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's a perfect way to put it. We just don't use hate. We don't use the word hate in this house, if you would. thanks, as always.
Did this segment go extraordinarily long? Were you guys trying to freeze me?
Yeah, like, we're trying to fill time. We don't have any more guests.
Oh my god, one of my fingers just fell
off. You know what? We have a lot of guests. We have Bones Fossil on still.
We're going to move Bones from. I think Jerry called him into a meeting.
Oh, he did.
Are they going to activate
about a kicker?
Vizcaino. It's not Vizcaino.
Being he was a Niner, baseball wasn't fan. That guy? Was that guy
it's not Jose Vizca. He was a 49er. Remember when Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
Did Robbie get COVID in 2020, man? What was it?
Tristan? Yeah, no, it was. I don't think it was COVID. I think he was injured. They've had Joey Sly.
Whatever he had. I don't know. They were in Glendale.
Tristan,
that wasn't around.
Vizcaino.
It was Tristan Vizcaino.
Oh, and the,
not Vizcaino. It was not him.
What's his name? Who's it? McLaughlin? Is that right?
Chase McLaughlin. That was 2019.
Oh, that was a terrible kick.
That was wide left against Seattle from 47.
Isn't it amazing they've had all these guys, even kickers? Like the 49ers, they produce head coaches, they produce general managers, and even their like replacement kickers who come in when Robbie can't do it, they get jobs. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Yeah. All right, man, go warm up. Sorry. Didn't mean to keep
We'll hear you at 1:30 when you ask. What do you ask Kyle at 1:30? You got a good question?
Oh, I'm just mailing it in today, man. The hay is in the barn. Let's get this thing going.
Exactly.
Mayoko going.
Funny. All right. Thank you, man.
Okay, you never mail it in.
He was still talking. We cut him off.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.